Track 2. Susie Fowler-Watt now reflects on the past 4 months and the debt owed to some amazing people. 4 months on, and I've travelled to visit my elderly parents for the first time since lockdown. My mother is in a care home, and my father has been shielding on his own with carers coming in daily. At the start of the pandemic, I was overwhelmed with worry about them. Would I be able to get food deliveries to my dad? Would my mum understand why we weren't visiting her? And most of all, would I ever see them again? The answer to all of these questions, thank goodness, has been yes. And in no small part, that's down to the individuals who, day in, day out, have looked after them. Every time I speak to the staff at Mum's care home, I get choked up as I try to express my thanks. The strain on care home workers has been off the scale, and yet they've done their utmost to protect their residents while keeping life as normal as possible for them. At one point, my mother was being kept in her room while they waited for test results on another resident who had COVID-19 symptoms. Every day, the manager rang to get the results, to no avail. Eventually, he was told the test had been lost. So the room isolation continued. Not easy in a dementia unit, until enough time had passed for it to be safe. I called regularly and would find my mum was having her nails done or they'd put on The Sound of Music, one of her favourite films. "How are you all coping?" I would ask the staff. "Oh, we're fine," they would reply cheerily through their full PPE. What has been clear in this awful time is how much the staff genuinely care about their residents. One manager I interviewed on BBC Look East told me they're like family and making sure he could protect them kept him awake at night. I have been equally moved by the dedication of the carers looking after my dad. They have kept him safe, ensured his house was hygienic and clean, thought up varied meals for him, and provided him with a daily hour of cheerful company throughout. We still have a long way to go, but finally I can see my parents from a safe social distance again. My heart is bursting with love for them and gratitude for the selfless people who've been at their side when I wasn't able to be. Alex is a cut above. Have hairdressers ever felt so in demand? I have been reduced to begging for an appointment as the slots disappear quicker than a bowl of Smarties at a kid's party. In desperation, I asked Alex to cut my hair, but insisted we get a hairdresser friend on FaceTime to advise. At one point I heard her say with rising urgency, "Not so much, stop, Alex!" But despite the use of kitchen scissors, the end result wasn't too bad. And it gave Alex the confidence to tackle our 7-year-old's huge, unruly mop too. It's revealed a talent previously only appreciated by our hedges. And to the good things. While lockdown has been tough, a few good things have come out of it. First, I have revised my fear of social media for teenagers. It's turned out to be a vital form of contact for Lola during the lonely months out of school. Hugo's desolation at losing his beloved football was relieved by a new obsession. He's now read all the Harry Potter books, which has made me feel just a little bit better about my inadequacies at homeschooling. And finally, Zooms with my dad and 2 brothers have been one of the most positive outcomes. Seeing them all on the screen at the same time has warmed my heart and reminded me yet again that family is everything.